Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome into the show. I'm Dan McLaughlin, and this is Scoops with Danny Mac on Fox 2. The focus of this show tonight is the Hall of Famer, nice to say that, Ted Simmons. The switch-hitting catcher spent 21 years in the big leagues, and amazingly, when he retired, he had more runs batted in than Johnny Bench, more runs scored than Gary Carter, more hits than Carlton Fisk, and a higher average than Yogi Berra. Simmons finished with 2,472 hits, the highest figure by a player who was primarily a catcher. He hit 307 times and was frequently among the league leaders in hits, doubles, and walks. At the age of 19, Simmons made his debut with the St. Louis Cardinals, and for over a decade, he was a dominant force in the National League until he was dealt to the Milwaukee Brewers. It took way, and I mean way too long, but finally, Simmons was elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. Because of that, Ted has seen his number retired by the Cardinals, a spot in Cooperstown, and this past summer, a statue dedicated to Ted just outside of Busch Stadium. Ladies and gentlemen, Cardinals Hall of Famer, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23, proud statue recipient by his reaction, Simba, Mr. Ted Simmons.
That's so awesome.
All right, guys. Congratulations.
Short and sweet here, all right?
You can go as long as you want.
That's short and sweet. Okay.
Well, I'm getting used to this, but it's still taking a lot of time. It'll take a little longer, too. A few short words. Good afternoon. Noon to everyone today. Let's start here. Rule one. You all know the rule. There is no crying in baseball. Okay. If you all understand that, it might be something I'll get able to get through without making a fool of myself. What I need here, my glasses.
Social sparklers.
Yeah, right. I mean, that would help. But oh yeah, now there we are. Okay. Bill, I thank you, the DeWitt family, and the entire Cardinal organization for making this weekend possible for my family and myself. I will always be grateful. To Cardinal Nation, I want to thank you for three things. Remembering my career, putting me in this red jacket, and providing the momentum that allows me, 5 weeks from now, to finally walk through the doors in Cooperstown. We all know the stories of little boys who dream of becoming major league players. Those little boys dream of being an all-star, playing in the seventh game of the World Series, of being elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. They dream of their hometown retiring their uniform number, and they dream of a statue placed here, next to all these great players. Of course, this grown man was just such a little boy. He's lived a charmed life. All of his dreams came true. So he asks you, no matter who you are or how old you are, to dream. Dream your biggest dreams. They will sustain you. They will enrich your life, and the pursuit will be worth the chase. No matter how long it takes, even if it takes a lifetime, it will be well worth the wait. Thank you so much, and thank you all for coming today. I hope to see you at the ball game tonight. Go Cardinals. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Great job. Great job.
About one more time for the Hall of Famer, Ted Simmons. An amazing day, an amazing speech, and coming up, it's a visit with the newest member of baseball's Hall of Fame, Ted Simmons, next on Scoops with Danny Mac. Scoops with Danny Mac is brought to you by Schnucks, Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, Lou Fuse, Triad Bank, and Lordo's Diamonds.
Good afternoon. I would like to thank the members of the Modern Baseball Era Committee for this great honor. Congratulations to all the other inductees. Thank you, Jane Forbes Clark, the National Baseball Hall of Fame, for creating this special experience for everyone today. There are many roads to Cooperstown. One look at this very special group behind me makes that clear. For some, it comes quickly, and for others, it takes a little time. For those like myself, the path is long, and even though my path fell on the longer side, I would not change a thing. It was George Kissel, the Cardinals Mr. Everything, who had the greatest impact on me. He taught me fundamental baseball and how to play to win. I also learned from George how to win and lose with grace. He gave me my first taste of humility. Nobody came through the Cardinals organization to St. Louis without Kissel's blessing. Nobody. And his blessing had to be earned. If George Kissel said no, you did not go. For those of you who are concerned that our game has changed, it has. Strikeout, walk, homers today is pretty much what you get. But our game can change back, and eventually another George Brett will surface. He'll hit 360, he'll homer 40 times, he'll drive in 160 runs, he'll strike out 75 times, he'll walk 100 times. His on-base percentage will be 420. Our game is fluid. Hitters will begin to beat the defensive shifts, and the pendulum will swing back. The game evolves. It's just a matter of time.
Welcome back to the show. September 8th of 2021, the day that Ted Simmons was inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame. So let's bring Ted into the show. And first of all, Ted, it is awesome to see you. Your speeches have resonated with so many people and fans across the country. The Cooperstown speech in particular, as you reflect on it, how proud of it, that speech, are you?
Well, it was game-changing. As soon as the speech was over in Cooperstown, I had my phone on vibrate so that I didn't, you know, wreck everything. But as soon as I sat down after shaking everybody's hand when my speech was over, I mean, it was a matter of seconds, and then it started vibrating, and then it didn't stop. it just kept going and going and going. And my wife, who was sitting out in the audience, same thing happened with her. And so I say game changing because, you know, you give a speech like that and you hope everybody thinks it's nice and you prepare for it and hope that it comes out like you want. But obviously it had come out in a way that neither one of us expected, and I couldn't believe it. And it was literally 4 days of just getting back to people who had reached out, began as soon as the speech was over, quit about 2.5 days later, and then we spent the last 2 or 3 days just answering everybody. It was, I mean, it was way beyond my expectation or anybody's.
So has life changed at all for you now that you're in the Hall of Fame?
It really hasn't changed. I mean, you know, people expect that once you go to the Hall of Fame, you're going to be in demand every, you know, direction you can turn your head. It's really not like that. And if it were to get like that, then it would be get cumbersome. And so, you know, it's not a comfortable thing to even speculate about, because now you're in a position where you have to say yes to some people and no to others. And if you say no to somebody, they think you've gotten brand new, and that can be a nuisance. But my life hasn't changed that much, and I'm at an age in my life where, you know, nothing's really going to change, you know, for me and my wife that much.
So you decided to go into the Hall of Fame wearing that Cardinals cap. What went into that decision?
Well, the fact that, you know, the Cardinals are one of four of the great, great historic, you know, organizations. And the Giants, the Yankees, the Dodgers, and the Cardinals. And, I don't say that with arrogance. I just say it's as a natural fact. All the Hall of Famers come from those places. All the great history comes from those places. All the great games in the World Series tend to be in one of those four places. And when it came to deciding, you know, which, you know, cap I'd wear, it's not to slight the Braves or the Brewers. It's just St. Louis, you know, has, you know, a serious impact. And with that opportunity, only a fool would reject that.
You see it all the time. What is it like to walk by your own statue now?
Well, it's to be honest, ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. I mean, you think about that after the fact. It's impossible to think of it in advance because, I mean, if you're thinking about your statue before a statue like that is going up or contemplated, I think there are people you should sit down and talk to because I think you need serious help.
Well, it has to be incredible to see that every day. The emotions that you must have when you see yourself immortalized with that statue forever, what's it like?
Yeah, and you know, certainly that's pretty special. But the thing that, like, icing on the cake is the fact you're sitting in the midst of others who are just giants. You know, Dizzy Dean is like, hey, my statue is next to Dizzy Dean's. You know, on the other side of that is Ozzy. And Gibson's just on the way, and Brock in front of him, and Enos Slaughter. And name them. They're out there. So when you realize that you've just been, you know, kind of, you know, immortalized in a way, when you see that you're in a group that have done so much in their own lifetimes and are you know, focused upon in the same way, I mean, it's like over the top.
Well, coming up, Ted talks life after baseball and his greatest accomplishments. That's next on Scoops with Danny Mac on Fox 2. Scoops with Danny Mac is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic, Stratum Structural Systems, Royal Banks of Missouri, and Hair Saloon for Men. A look at the Plaza of Champions outside of Busch Stadium, and Ted Simmons is now a part of that exclusive group here in St. Louis. Let's welcome back in Ted Simmons to the show. Ted, it took a long, long time in which you had to wait to get the call for the Hall of Fame. So I'm curious, how were you able to stay grounded, not be upset over the fact that, you know what, that call may never come, and you were never bitter about it?
Well, because I decided a long time ago that I had so much in my life to be thankful for. I mean, I got to play. And I always would say to people when I didn't make it, I'd say, it's been enough for me just to have been able to play. This game of baseball took me from a little street in outside Detroit, Aberdeen, Southfield, Michigan, that I never had really much hope of ever getting out of, unless I got to the Ford factory or, you know, one of the automotive plants and worked my way that way into some, you know, kind of slightly upward mobility. And those were as far as, you know, I got. But I realized, you know, as these, you know, almost make it, you know, events kept occurring, I'm not going to grow up the rest of my life and become a frustrated, you know, bitter old man carrying that baggage. You know, you can put that baggage over your shoulder and people walk up to you and say, what you got in the bag? And you open that bag up and in 2 seconds, they're gone. Because I don't know what you had in that bag, but if all you've got in that bag over your shoulder that you're carrying around everywhere is bitterness, I don't want any part of it. So I didn't want to be that man.
As crazy as it sounds, did it make it even sweeter that you had to wait so long and then the pandemic hits and you had to wait even longer? Did it make it even just a sweeter emotion for you when you finally went into the Hall of Fame?
No, I don't think it made it more or less sweet. Because, you know, it never really hits you until you get the phone call, until you're in. And so, you know, it's not a question, well, it's sweet before you're elected. No, it's not. It can be depressing if you let it, especially if you're, you know, anticipating or expecting to be, mm-hmm. None of which I ever expected or anticipated, because, like I say, the Hall of Fame's a hard place to get into because it should be. Well, so you come with those kinds of expectations, and those expectations are zero, because the moment you start, you know, putting it in your head that this is going to happen, you can turn into that bitter old man that I was describing a moment ago, if it doesn't. I just wasn't going there.
Did you have that moment, or has it even happened yet, when it hits you and it happens and you're like, oh man, I'm finally in baseball's Hall of Fame, and it just registered with you personally?
Yeah, it was post-speech. I mean, one of the players turned to me, who I had just introduced myself to that morning, and after he had heard my speech, I was getting ready to sit down. He turned to me and he said, bienvenue, French for welcome. It hit me.
Wow.
And this pretty good pitcher, Martinez, who I just introduced myself to in the morning, and he was in the second row behind me, and Griffey was the first guy I shook hands with, and then I reached out and shook hands with Martinez, and he said, bienvenue. I said, this is the real deal.
Boy, that is incredible. So I'll ask you this. What are you most proud of in your career as you reflect on it now?
That I was able to give everything that I had come to know and understand from a fundamental perspective of our game. I was able to spread that to everyone. In other words, I wasn't the kind of person who said, okay, well, I have insight here, I'm going to hold it for myself. And it's based on when I first came to the major leagues. I knew so very little and I was so very young that I was looking for people everywhere, the smartest people, who could give me insight, you know? And what I found was there were lots of people who could give me insight. They weren't talking. And they weren't talking to me, and they weren't talking to anybody, because what they felt they had accumulated was theirs. And it wasn't a matter of sharing that with anyone. And then I said, when I was young, I said, how's anybody going to get any better? How's anybody get the insight from these people? And I said, I'm not going to be that way. If there's something I know and understand, I want somebody comparable to know, because When, I always said, when everybody knows what everybody knows, then we'll know who knows what. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I looked at it. So I don't get off beating a 4-year-old at checkers, because I can win every time, and I don't get off doing that.
All right, my final question, what's next for Ted Simmons? What's going to keep you going now?
Yeah, well, my wife and I will always incurably collect. So that takes us everywhere. So we're always on the go chasing that in one form or another. But, you know, people have said, well, what are you going to do? What, you know, aren't you worried you'll get barred? I said, no, I don't worry about that, because I'm still curious. My wife is still curious. I love the NBA. I'll go to Memphis. I'll go to Detroit. I'll go to, you know, Indianapolis to watch the Pacers and Pistons and Grizzlies. I'm always going somewhere. There's always an exhibition at some university or exhibition museum, and there's an artist that I want to know more about and collect possibly. There's an exhibition, Marianne, let's go. So, you know, it's a question of curiosity and looking, finding new things. And luckily, we've always been able to travel, and there's plenty in this country. I've got a son in, you know, San Francisco, and two granddaughters there. Got another one in Sydney, Australia. Can't get there to see them because of the pandemic, right. But they're opening up soon, so we'll get there before long. I mean, I don't see where there's any time for boredom. It's just not part of it. That's something too much to do.
Well, it is so awesome to have you in St. Louis and a member of Baseball's Hall of Fame.
I appreciate it. Lucky boy.
That's the newest member of Baseball's Hall of Fame, Ted Simmons. For Ted, I'm Dan. Thanks for watching Scoops with Danny Mac here on Fox 2.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.